With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Senate has passed a continuing resolution to avoid a government shutdown. Bob Agnew reports.
The Senate voted 77-18 for the bill that keeps the government up and running through March 1st. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called passage of the CR good news for every American and says it happened because both sides worked together and says the government will stay open, services will not be disrupted, we will avoid a needless disaster. Bob Agnew reporting.
The House approved the measure by a vote of 314-108, with opposition coming mostly from the more conservative members of the Republican Conference. It heads now to the president. GOP leaders in the House continue their efforts to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The ongoing hearing is examining the impact Secretary Mayorkas' border crisis is having on Americans across the country. Tammy Nobles, who lost her 20-year-old daughter to a suspect identified as an undocumented immigrant from El Salvador with ties to MS-13, is testifying. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Denos, a 40-year-old veteran of law enforcement whose jurisdiction in Arizona borders Mexico, is also testifying about his experience tackling illegal cross-border activity. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's informed the U.S. he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. The announcement on Thursday exposed the deep divisions that have emerged between the close allies 3 months into Israel's war against Gaza's Hamas rulers. The U.S. has called on Israel to scale back its offensive and said that the establishment of a Palestinian state should be part of the day after. On Wall Street, the Dow by 201 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is on the rise all across the country.
According to a report by the medical analytics firm Definitive Healthcare, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has increased sharply in 49 out of 50 states since 2018. It went up the most in Virginia, where cases have increased 274% in the last 5 years. However, the study also reveals that in states that have banned sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has begun to drop off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah's Republican legislative leaders are pledging to reinforce laws they passed last year requiring parental permission for kids and teens to access social media apps. Pro-family groups support the measures, which are designed to prevent children from accessing pornography, amongst other things. However, two of the laws face court challenges over their constitutionality. Both are set to take effect March 1st. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street bounced back to recoup almost all the losses it suffered earlier in the week. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% following back-to-back drops that kicked off this holiday-shortened week. Big tech stocks led the way, including Apple, which flipped its loss for the week so far into a gain. Chip companies were also strong after chipmaker Taiwan Semiconductor gave a better-than-expected revenue forecast. The Dow was up 202 points to close at 37,468. The Nasdaq gained 200 points to 15,055. The S&P 500 adding 41 points to 4780. New York oil rose $1.52 to $74.08 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.